Now Mike or Caught It All with Karen. Welcome to A Chat with Karen. I extend a gracious invite to all from near and far. Tēnā koutou katoa and welcome all. Today we are going to be talking about the inconvenience of convenience, and we are also going to be looking into the famous Lord's Prayer. And there's also some wonderful music in between all of that as well. So let's start off with Life in the Kihini. Welcome to Life in the Kihini. Today I'm going to be talking about the inconvenience of convenience. Do you remember when the internet and emails were introduced and we were all under the impression that life would be so much easier? We no longer had to wait a few days for mail to reach us or only be able to do our banking during the bank opening hours. Life was supposedly going to be a piece of cake, right? Except it turns out it really isn't a piece of cake. Turns out instead of being able to relax and chill out more, everything just seems to have sped up. People expect everything almost instantly. Impatience has become a thing of the past, along with face-to-face interaction. With the availability of everything at our fingertips, we've actually become incredibly busy. So busy, in fact, that we are in ever need of more convenience to get through our ever-hectic lives. Groceries, takeaways, and all array of other things being delivered to our doors. Self-service checkouts, on the go, just about anything. Single-use containers, cutlery, plates, bowls. After all, who on earth has time to wash stuff anymore? Of course, whomever can provide the quickest, cheapest products generally takes control of that market. But what these companies do to be able to provide these items so quickly and so easily is often overlooked by many. Unfortunately, quick and easily usually means nasty on the environment, and directly or indirectly nasty on our own health too. Mass manufacturing plants that are completely unsustainable, plastics, harsh chemicals, non-biodegradable materials, poor quality goods designed to have short functional lives, goods pretty much destined for landfill. Often these products are made in places where there are minimal to no environmental standards, and often we use products that require a significant energy input when it comes to packaging and transport. This is not an ideal situation by any stretch of the imagination. But, and yes, there is a but, we can't simply just blame corporations. They are merely supplying the incessant demands of the people. Everyone wants quick and cheap, so that's what they deliver. And unfortunately, most people choose convenience over the environment. So what has this got to do with food, you may well be asking? Well, let's go to a supermarket, a place pretty much none of us can avoid these days, and especially when in lockdown. So although we are out of the kihini and into the supermarket, I just wanted you guys to take some time to think about this concept of convenience. How often do you select environmentally friendly products in the supermarket, even if it means they are more expensive? At the end of the day, it is completely human and therefore understandable how we have gotten to this point of choosing convenience and preference over our environment. But we cannot go on turning a blind eye to the harm that we are causing. We are making the very environment that we are part of very unwell. And the crazy thing is that as a species, we actually depend on this environment in order to be in a well state ourselves. So what can we do at a food level to turn things around? Well, first up, you can do your research. So instead of aimlessly flicking through Facebook every night or Twitter or Instagram, how about doing some product research instead? Buy some products which are ethically sourced, products that are kind to the environment. Buy locally made. Refuse to buy single-use items by either taking our own reusable ones or by eating in at places rather than taking away. Be okay with spending a little more if it means that we're looking after nature. Take time out of your day to pull out weeds rather than spraying them with chemicals. recycle and upcycle items that would otherwise end up in the landfill, and only buy what you need. Being kind to the environment is not always convenient, but as we all know, it is undeniably necessary. So I shall end this segment of the show with a question for you. How are you supporting the environment of your own convenience? And what changes, if any, are you intending to make? I suggest we always be mindful of convenience at work in our lives. If this is a challenge for you, and it's certainly a challenge for me, so I'm not judging, I suggest starting with just one product change and go from there. And don't forget, slow down. As they say, good things take time. And now we're going to be having some music, break things up a bit. This song is by Michael Beebe. It's an original mix and it is called Hanging Tree.
Happened here. I didn't like a tree. things have happened here, no stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree.
To Time with Atua. We're going to start with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So that is a prayer called the Lord's Prayer. It's a very famous prayer used in many churches. It is a model prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to say as a group, and this is found in Luke chapter 11. It reflects Jesus' concerns for God's holiness, God's kingdom, and God's will, and tells his followers which physical and spiritual needs they can ask God, the Heavenly Father, to help meet. As a community prayer, it gives Christians identity, solidarity, and confidence as the beloved children of God. As a ritual practice, it strengthens the believer's relationship with God, sets priorities for their missions, and provides divine reassurance, inner peace, and hope to support their daily struggles with the contingencies of their lives and the evil in the world. This prayer summarizes Jesus' central message regarding the kingdom of God, so it is a major source for scholarly research on the historical Jesus. With its prominent use in liturgies, it has shaped the belief and worship of the church so deeply that an increasing number of recent studies are devoted to its interpretation and influence in the history of reception, and its particular role in theology and spiritual formation. Jesus teaches us about prayer. One time, Jesus was praying, and when he finished, one of his followers said to him, "John taught his followers how to pray. Lord, can you teach us how to pray too?" And Jesus said to the followers, "This is how you should pray. Father, we pray that your name will always be kept holy. We pray that your kingdom will come. Give us the food we need for each day. Forgive our sins, just as we forgive everyone else who has done wrong to us, and don't let us be tempted." And that is found in the Bible. I have another song, and it's a spiritual song, so I wanted to tie it in with the segment, and it is called The Blessing by Elevation Worship, featuring Carrie Jobe and Cody Carnes.
The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you.
be gracious to you. Lord, turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious.
Children and their children, may his favor be upon you.
it has been an absolute pleasure having you listening today. I hope you've enjoyed the show as much as I have enjoyed putting it together and delivering it. That, along with my awesome assistant, Maximus. He's doing all the producing, so thanks for that, Max. So, guys, you take care out there, and remember, do reach out if you have any questions or thoughts. My email is on my podcast page. And lastly, but most importantly, don't ever forget that God loves you.
You have been listening to Kōrero with Karen. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to tune in to Planet FM at 104.6 every fourth Wednesday at 10 past 2 in the afternoon. Or check it out anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/Kōrero with Karen. That's Karen with a Y. Ka kite anō e hoa.